All right. I thought to call you because we're having a function here with devotees coming from all over India and actually from different parts of the world also. We have devotees here from, let's see, England, Switzerland, Croatia, Slovenia, Russia, Latvia, Norway. Anyone else? Can you think of anyone else? Let's see, England, that's my... Okay. England, Switzerland, then Russia, Latvia, Norway, Croatia,
Slovenia.
I think that's all so far. Probably tomorrow. Yeah, I think she's from Russia. Somewhere, Russia, Ukraine, or somewhere like that. No, he's from Switzerland. All right, Guru Krishna is from America. And from Guyana, his wife's from Guyana.
What is the meeting now taking?
Well, the function is called Vyasa Puja, in which the birthday or appearance day of the Guru, he worships Vyasa on this day, and his disciples come to assist him in the worship of Vyasa. The Guru.
The
Guru. Yeah.
It's the Guru's day of birthday. That particular day,
the idea is that the Guru is the representative of Vyas. Guru's only business is to speak what Vyas is speaking. Vyas. So the knowledge which he gives to the disciples is transmitted through Vyasadi, and it is the duty of the disciple to worship the Guru, but he transmits that worship to Vyasadi. He understands that the knowledge that I have is not my knowledge, but it's the knowledge received from Krishna through Vyasadeva. So, because actually we're close to Krishna, but now it appears as if we are separated by a great distance. So, the mercy comes through parampara, from Krishna to Vyasadeva to the Guru. And he accepts the offerings from the disciples in the manner of a tax collector and sends it up again to Krishna. This is the idea. You can explain afterwards if you want to. Because there's a little... It's a little philosophical. Usually there's talks of politics and social affairs. But this is purely philosophical. Yeah, good idea. Vedvyas, he's known as Vedvyas. Mahabharata is accepted as the Pancham Veda. Vyas means who divides. So originally there's one Veda, but then Vyas divided into Riksama, Yajur, Atharva, and then the Vedangas, Puranas, Mahabharata is all considered Vedic or Vedanuga. Veda means Riksama, Yajur, Atharva. And Puranas, Mahabharata, this is all Vedanuga, part of the Vedic body of knowledge. So actually you see daily in the newspaper there's reports of, politics and social events and mostly bad news and all this. But so we may say, what is the significance of this event? But actually these spiritual events, the genuinely spiritual events, they are of actual significance. Just like, I'll give you an example. This tsunami, I heard when people are talking about it in Tamil, they're calling it Palayam. I heard they're calling like that. So the nature of this material world is that there's always Palayam. Everyone individually goes through Palayam at death. But the function of Guru is to bring Palayam. But this is anukul pralayam. This is a good pralayam. That means destroys material life. So this is the best pralayam. This is actually more significant than anything else, because whatever happens in this world, everything comes and goes. But if we can get, if we get fixed in our genuine spiritual position, then there's no more changes, and there's no need of newspaper. Newspaper you can bring out, everyday edition, bad news. or bad news. But our daily newspaper, good news. How to get free from birth and death. Our Param Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that means Prabhupada's Guru, he had printed a daily newspaper on spiritual topics. And people asked, how can you have a daily newspaper on spiritual topics? So he explained that the whole spiritual world is vast and limited. And this material world, in comparison, is very small and insignificant, tuchamana. But in the whole material world, this Calcutta is a very tiny city, and here you have 15 daily newspapers. So if we, he said, we can have a newspaper about the spiritual world every second, but there is no one to listen, no one to hear. So I suggest you might like to meet some of the devotees from different places and ask them that what is it that has made them, they've come from opulent countries, Switzerland, everyone knows, is one of the most prestigious countries in the world, even though it's a small country, because of money, yeah. It's got more money per capita than any other country in the world. It may not belong to the people, but yeah. But anyway, Switzerland in general, people in Switzerland, I have been there, people are wealthy, cultured, well-behaved in their general outlook. So what is it that makes people come from places like Norway, where also people are very educated, affluent, well-behaved? Norwegian people are very sweet. So what is it that makes them come here to learn about Bhagavad Gita? This suggests that India has some wealth which even the Western people want to take. But that wealth you can't measure in terms of GNP or any such thing. Now, one important subject, I think in Tamil Nadu, more than anywhere else in India, still this caste consciousness is very strong, isn't it? Now, you'll see that here in Tamil Nadu, persons are taking, even different people are taking initiation from myself, even people from Brahmin caste, I take initiation from me, who according to caste consideration, I don't have any caste. I am Antyaja, Pancham, not Pancham, like Dasham or Shatakam. So how is that possible? This is possible by understanding what is the real meaning of a Brahmin. It doesn't mean someone who's born in a particular family. Brahmin means who has particular qualities. Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. One who has spiritual knowledge is an actual Brahmana. So, one should approach an actual Brahmana to get Brahma Jnana. So, by the mercy of the transcendental Brahmana, our Gurudev Prabhupada, we have received that knowledge, and many persons, even from Brahmana caste, who feel that simply in our, by our caste gurus, we don't get the real spiritual knowledge that we need, therefore they're coming to receive it. Just like, for instance, someone may be born the son of a doctor, but that doesn't mean that he's a doctor. If someone has to have an operation, heart transplant, and you say, well, my father was a heart surgeon, that doesn't mean you're a heart surgeon. He has to be actually qualified, otherwise he cannot do the job properly. So one may say, I'm a Brahmana because our family is Brahmanas. So traditionally that teaching was there within the families, but now the teaching has stopped. And so the simply being born in a Brahmin family is no longer the same as actually being a Brahmana. So we have to see who can actually do the job properly. If someone is, from whatever background he may be, if he's trained and qualified as a doctor, if we go to him, he'll get cured. But if someone simply says that, my father was a great doctor, there's no use to go to him. He can't cure you. So we have to see who is competent to cure, who is competent to change people's lives. So we don't differentiate. Can we call Krishna Das? No. You can call Madan Gopal also. Madan Gopal is from Brahmin family. it should have been Baba Das. Baba, Baba. Very well done. One would be very foolish to go for a heart operation to the son of a heart surgeon. We're talking on the subject of real Brahmin. Can you show your Upavitam? He's from, by birth, from Baba caste.
From
Baba's caste. How do you say in Tamil?
Nai.
But he is doing puja. He's explaining Bhagavad Gita. He's acting completely pure life. No tea, no coffee, no cinema, no pan, no cigarette. Life fully dedicated to Krishna. So you have to consider.
What's his name?
Now it's Krishnadas.
Krishnadas.
So we have to consider someone who has the name Ayar, Ayenga, Vyas, Chobe means Chaturvedi, Pujari, Purohit, these, Chakravarti, these are all Brahmin names in different parts of India. Sharma, Shukla, these are common Brahmin names. Trivedi, Dvivedi, Mishra, these are all Brahmin names. So you have to consider if someone has such a name, are they actually a Brahmin or is he actually a Brahmin? Just by the name alone doesn't make one actually a Brahmin. Now, we don't want to be very proud. Yes, we're Brahmins, but we think that real Brahmana should be the most humble servant of Krishna and very, with great humility, teach the message of Krishna to others. Namba, humble. Tamil word? What are the actual... Vidyada dati vinayam. Knowledge should bring humility. So he's well learned in Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Every week in Ceylon, he's giving TV program. Madan Gopal. He's also from Ceylon. So he's from Aya family. But he's also taken spiritual initiation from myself. Considering that there's something higher than simply being an ayah. So you can speak with them and ask them what are their experiences. We're not against Brahmins by any means. We recognize that, you know, traditionally there is good culture there. We respect that. But we're just pointing out that simply by caste is not enough. One has to take higher training also.
You are mainly stressing on good qualities.
Anybody
should have good qualities.
Yeah, that's described in Bhagavad Gita. Right, that's described in Bhagavad Gita, you can tell. Samodama tapasho cham.
Bhagavad Gita,
you can say the verse. Samodama tapasho cham. Shantir arjavam eva cha. Jnanam vijnanam astikyam. Brahma karma svabhavajam. He's a Brahmana from Slovenia. You can tell what this means?
The Brahmana.
Ah, what do they call it? Shama, Dama. Dama, Daman, Indriya Daman. Self-control, yeah. Tapa, Shocha. Shanti.
Tolerance.
Yeah. And Arjava means straightforward behavior. Astikyam means complete faith in the Vedic literatures. So traditionally in Brahmin families, these qualities are inculcated. Unfortunately, that culture is breaking down. But anyone from any background, if they actually develop these qualities, can be considered a Brahmana in the best sense of the term. Yeah, I'm giving one Brahmana, Keshav Madhav. Well, they don't know the difference. It's a little
initiation.
Yeah, it's a little esoteric for them. Shama means self-control. Tolerance in the sense of tolerance of different material conditions. Shanti doesn't mean Shanti Arjavam. Arjavam comes. Arjavam means straightforward behavior, non-duplicitous behavior. Jnanam Vijnanam. Astikya means, and Vijnana means not simply book knowledge, but the wisdom to apply that in practical lives. It means to be able to advise, people what to do, how to act according to them. So Brahmana is supposed to. Shama means self-control, mental control.
He should be peaceful, mentally
peaceful.
Should be a quiet person, violence, non-violent.
Peaceful means that he's peaceful because he doesn't have material desires. He may be very active also. Arjuna, Hanuman, they didn't appear to be peaceful. They were very active. They were fighting. But they were peaceful in as much as they didn't have the mental disturbance that comes from desiring material enjoyment. So peaceful doesn't necessarily mean just walking around holding a flower. You can be holding a sword also. They are peaceful because they are sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna.
So, the Bhagavan
no anxiety. Basically, ISKCON is doing the same thing everywhere, which is doing the best welfare work for human society and even for the animals and plants by giving knowledge of Krishna. Because all suffering in this material world comes from forgetfulness of Krishna. So all problems, personal, social, natural, just like tsunami problem, all the problems stem from ignorance of our relationship with Krishna. Krishna means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purusham paramam divyam yati pata anuchintayam. The supreme person who is beyond this material nature. It's a great subject to. Mostly people think welfare work means feeding people, clothing them. That's true, but that helps people, but only on the platform of the mind and the body, which is all temporary. Those who died in the tsunami have to take birth somewhere else to suffer somewhere else in this material world. And those who didn't die in the tsunami will after some time die anyway and go on to suffer in another position in the material world. So we are giving the knowledge by which people will no longer have to die. That's the best welfare work. But because people have there's so much lacking in spiritual knowledge, they don't appreciate this. They're thinking, if I can get some clothing for my body or some food for my body, that's welfare work, but that's temporary and incomplete. So yes, it should be done. Of course, there should be some help for the tsunami victims. We're not saying it shouldn't be, but we should understand that higher than this, there is the spiritual welfare work of giving people the knowledge of which they can get free from birth and death. And actually, this Krishna consciousness is a very joyful process. By singing the names of Krishna, taking Krishna prasadam, hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, it's all a very joyful spiritual process.
Hare Krishna.
I think your newspaper won't print so much. There'll be a big section on the sports news.
So long.
Previously in India, the sports news was half a page. Now it's become 5 pages. It means people are becoming more in mind. Sorry, I can't speak your language. I speak Hindi and Bengali. Born in India. We can give them some of my books. Beginner's Guide. I think it's not available in English, only in Tamil. I have inside here. I think it must be in here. No, in this box. Mostly in India, but 3 months a year I go to Europe, Russia, America. Theoretically in Baroda. But I'm not really anywhere very long.
So here
if you bring, take them out, and I think this morning there will be Diksha Anustanam. Then this afternoon we'll go to Kanchipuram. Get that Bhakti Yoga. It's not there? Then from Salem they must have brought books. It would be in that. Can you bring that? I think it's in that box. Yeah. No, that Bhakti Yoga is in that. You brought the box of books from Salem? No, I'll give Bhakti Yoga, it's better. I'll give you the Bhakti Yoga, it's the introductory book. That Bhakti Yoga explains what is our message, what is our upadesham. It's not so easy to understand.
How many people are taking the Diksha today?
How many is it? About 7 like that. We don't give very easily.
Are.
We test people to see if they're really serious. They have to follow principles very strictly. Not Siddhanta, Acharan. We may not understand so much in the beginning Siddhanta.
Not very long.
So they're getting that book, that Bhakti Yogam book. I think you know about Prabhupada, is it? No, mostly from here they don't go. Ahmedabad, Baroda. We have many centers in Gujarat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ramanandri.